good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. And I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujang, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and I love that tag for them. Hey, did you watch the Academy Awards?
You know, I tuned in the last 30 minutes and was really disappointed.
Yeah, definitely. So we got some issues here on Clean Feed, it sounds like, to the mother show. But I don't know what's going on with the mothership here, but we'll keep going here and maybe try and figure it out in the break. But, you know, it was awesome, and I think at least the positive posts I've heard, from, Lily herself, and how she's opening the door and holding the door open for more Natives. I think that's a pretty exciting way to put it, and and a real positive spin on it, Oh, I don't hear you, Haley. Hello? Hey, Dr. Stately, do you hear me?
I do. I hear her too.
Wow. Yeah. So, hey, we were just talking a little bit about the Academy Awards last night. We're here with Dr. Stately.
I was deeply disappointed as well.
Yeah. Definitely. So, we're here with Dr. Stately, a CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're touching base. It was some good things. Killers of the Flower Moon had, seven Academy Award possibilities and got none.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, sounds good. So, yeah.
I can hear you and myself too.
All right.
I don't know if the listeners are having the same experience, but I was deeply disappointed because I thought the Academy was had the opportunity to do something really quite amazing, right? And profound, and make history, right? And they didn't, and that was disappointing. And, I like Emma Stone, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. She's been in other things that I've liked. I was like, who even heard of this film that she was in? I like her as an actress. She does tend to, get on my nerves a little bit sometimes, though. because I think sometimes she plays characters like that. Like, you know how she was in the Academy Award, like giving her speech last night? She was... Mm-hmm. Like, she plays characters like that as well. So, like, I'm not really sure how much acting she's actually doing. I'm not an actor, so I shouldn't really, like, be that critical of her, perhaps, of her craft. Maybe that's, people,
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm thinking Somebody said this to me not too long ago, that what's his name from the TV show Jury Duty, who played himself, the actor, what was his name? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, like he won a Golden Globe for playing himself, and I was like, can you really call that acting if you're actually playing yourself in a show?
Well, John Wayne played the same character for 50 years.
Yeah, he played John Wayne.
Yep, exactly.
Howdy, partner. Anyway, I have a horrible John Wayne impression. But I think the other thing I was going to say was just like I was like a little bit disappointed because like, you know, like I don't know how many Academy Awards, like, come on, seven of them. They were like nominated for seven different categories and take home one. Give me a break.
Exactly.
I tried to watch all of them before the end of the weekend, and I was watching, I was like 15 minutes into Barbie, and I was like, I can't watch this trash, and I just got off.
Yeah, well, I guess we're not mainstream here, because everybody...
I think of myself as fairly mainstream. I absolutely loved Oppenheimer. I thought it was an amazing film, right?
Yeah.
But did I think that what's her name's performance in Oppenheimer outshine Lily's? Probably not. I mean, I think I listened to an interview of, who was it? Megan Chakravarty, I think, did an interview with Lily Gladstone. Or no, it wasn't. It was from NPR, National Public Radio. And one of the things that was really remarkable to me was I was listening to the person interviewer, and what she said to Lily was like, what was profound about your role was like how commanding you were on the screen. And you were the moment, like the loudest you ever was in that entire film, was when she was crying when the character, her sister, was murdered, right? So she had this quiet, sort of like very quiet demeanor on the show, but she was so powerful in that space, right? Like she was commanding. And to imagine like how you have to show up in that space and like take up that much space and time, like just, you know, using a soft voice to talk, like that's like a remarkable feat, right?
Exactly.
Anyway, deeply disappointing. Hope that there's another opportunity for her to get up there again and have that happen. But, you know, I was plenty surprised. I was plenty, you know, surprised, and also I was happy that the young Black woman who won for the Carryovers she did a profound performance. Yeah. So I mean, I think for some people of color, it was, you know, it was really great, you know, it was a really profound night, but disappointing for Indigenous people for sure, I think.
Well, and the Academy Awards is definitely not the signpost that it likes to think it is, especially
popularity contest, actually.
Right. And especially with you know, the last few years there was no African American people on it, and they did outstanding performances, and so we run into that. But it was good to see representation. It was good to see the drumming before, during, and Robbie Robinson up for Academy Award. So, yeah, what can we say? Awesome. What can we say other than we're still here? You know.
That's, we're still here.
That's right. Hey, we're with Dr. Stately.
We'll continue to be here.
That's right. All right. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we are here with Dr. Stately and Haley Cherry, and we're just trying to sort out our life here on Mondays. You know, we had this interesting phenomenon happen this weekend with the Oscars, and you know, I was pretty excited about the whole possibilities, and I still feel like, you know, the door's opening. We just got to keep on walking through it, and it's always important for our young ones to see somebody that represents them on the big TV, and so there's some wins to take away from this.
For sure. I think, you know, it's significant that she achieved what she achieved, right? There are not a lot of people who were nominated even for, I mean, I'm trying to think, was there another Native American female or male nominated for best actor or best actress or lead? I guess they don't use that term anymore, I guess. Did you know that? I noticed that now they don't call them best, they call them lead.
Or winners. The Oscar
yeah.
Host.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's remarkable. I mean, I think the film itself, and she already won like two or three awards, right? She won mm-hmm. the Golden Globe, which is amazing, right? Is like not unremarkable. So she has achieved something that is really important and has created a, you know, blazed a trail for others to follow. So I think that, you know, it's, I don't know. I have a hard time sort of like having this conversation and not like chuckling about, you know, Margot Robbie being snubbed and those kinds of things. The things you read in the paper, it's like, oh my, I was like, was that acting? I don't know if that was acting. Yeah. Anyway, I'm like, you know, I am not a I'm not a film critic, nor am I an actor. My mom always said that I didn't know how to act.
Yeah.
And exactly. I shouldn't be too critical, but I just, you know, I think it's remarkable what she and the film itself has achieved. It's, you know, it'll crack that door open a little bit further. And I think, you know, that's kind of like that's the nature of progress, I think, for Indigenous people and people of color. It's like, you know, it takes, you know, a long time to crack that door open. So.
Well, and the good thing is she's starring in another movie that's coming out. I just saw some ads during the Oscars, so and starring in the role. So there you have it, as a police officer, which is another double-edged sword.
Yeah, it is. So I'm trying to figure out, is she a tribal cop or is just a regular cop? I couldn't figure it out just from the short clip.
I'll have to get to Google.
What is always dangerous, I think, with some of those things is like when you reach something like that, you also end up being typecast sometimes. Like, well, we'll hire her when we have a role for a Native female. And it's like, you know, what other was an amazing performance was True Detective was just an amazing, you know, outstanding performance. That Night Country was like phenomenal. And that Indigenous woman that played opposite of Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster was a powerhouse. Holy crap. Powerhouse of an actress and a director and all, you know, that actress held her own with her. Like they, you know, and it was quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. So.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, and not to be typecast and move on. And I've seen, you know, so let's just keep plugging away. And hopefully, I know we have our friends with Reservation Dogs, and those guys are expanding out to more possible TV shows. And so let's keep the fire burning.
Yeah. I think, too, just wanting to point this out, too, like the more representation we have in the media and the more of these talented artists and actors that get to be put on platforms and walk these carpets, it's like the more that Native fashion and Indigenous fashion design get to be kind of put out there, too. Like I've seen Tantu Cardinal has been really supporting a lot of Norma Flying Horse's work and a lot of her designs, Red Berry Woman. And I mean, I'm just seeing representation all around, not even just from the actors, but from our artists too, who are being represented on the carpets.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Let's hope representation doesn't turn into appropriation, because we're used to that too.
Oh, for sure. Like, I think, you know, you always run the danger that someone's gonna, you know, grab your stuff and start copying it on Temu.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and that's why I don't like do stuff like make clothing designs and stuff like that. I don't want my good ideas taken from me. So. Oh. Speaking of good ideas taken from me, did you see Bear Grease, the last? Oh, you weren't there on the last night. I saw your daughter there, but
I went twice. Show. I went twice.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on because they're going to be on in a week or so, because they are going to be in Menominee is their next stop. So we have a big we're on Civic Media Radio, which is all over Wisconsin. So we'll give them a little push there too.
That's
like
very
we
cool.
did here.
That's very cool. I had such a great time at that show. I just got to say, like, you know, I mean, it was so much fun. It was just like, you know, Grease is like one of my all-time favorite movies. Like, and it actually is one of my son's all-time favorite movies too. They watch it over and over and over. And so I went a week ago on Sunday and I surprised them. I said, we're going to something in St. Paul, just, you know, like, go. And they're like, well, they're like, what are, you know, they're like, they're hockey players, like, we're going to the X. And I was like, sure. I'm like, well, I'll let them think that, right? So and I took them there, and they at first they were a little salty, and then I was like, you know, just have a good time. And, you know, I gave them a good dose of, like, you know, You know how many times I have to do stuff for you that I don't want to have to do, but I do it anyway because I love you. Well, now you're doing the same thing for me. So, but they had a great time. They had a wonderful time. They really loved it on the way home. In the drive home, they were talking about how much they loved it. They're like, we want to do more of that, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I also went on Friday night, no, Saturday night, the last show. And I kind of, I like to see like those kinds of things. I like to see those productions. I go to a lot of New Native Theater productions. Sometimes I go to the first show because I want to see kind of like what it looks like when it first starts. And I want to see it progress over time. And the last show was definitely, definitely, you know, like just a little bit extra than that first couple ones I saw. And I was like, you know, I was happy I got in. I had to sit in the wait list section because I bought the tickets for the wrong day. It's true. Little known fact, don't order tickets at 1 o'clock in the morning when you don't have your glasses on your mobile phone and you're trying to see if you have the right date and time. And it's like, so.
Yeah. Well, I got to see it twice and I talked to my Hinu, Jaleesa, and she said, that it was super sold out during the day on Saturday and Saturday nights really sold out. So I wanted to go again, make it three times, but I yielded with that observation.
You could have waited for me in the waiting line, and they created 11 additional seats for people that were in the waiting line. To the kind of like an, I mean, the seating wasn't great, but I had had my family members who I gave my tickets to save me a seat next to them. So I got good seating, but yeah, I was really happy. I got my Bear Grylls sweatshirt. I got my Rezo doll. I got a little Rezo plushie that I overpaid for, but happy to support the group. And also, like, you know, I got a Rezo doll. So,
and the Rezo underwear too, right?
I didn't get the aunties panties. I figured, you know, that you were probably going to buy them all.
No. I was holding out, you know, but it'll be fun having them on again too, because we were able to see it twice. And it was funny, the first day they didn't have the screen in the background with the words and everything. So totally different show that I saw on Friday.
Yeah. And I was glad I saw it twice because I caught stuff that I didn't catch the first time. Like, I think that's kind of like, you know, like true in any production. Like, maybe you didn't hear the words right and stuff like that. But yeah, my favorite line in the whole thing. Well, I have a number of them. I have, you know, I have a number of them, but one of my favorite lines is when she's singing that song and she says, "For every kid you give me, I'll give you three."
Yeah.
Like, the line from that song, "Only You," that, you know, instead of kisses, "For every kid you give me, I'll give you three." And she's like rubbing her belly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was hilarious. And again, this is the second play in a row that I've seen. I saw the 1491ers in New York, Between Two Knees. Totally blown away by how well that was. And again, totally blown away by Bear Grylls. I'm just really happy. My expectations weren't that high, and they did an unbelievable job. Hey, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back. We're here with Dr. Stately.
Stay with us.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. Life can be hard. Sometimes it feels like there's no answers, like there's no way out. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Experiencing an injury or illness? Wondering if you'll be able to keep your job or when you can return to work? The Minnesota Retain Program may be able to help. Participants may qualify for free support from experts who can guide you through the next steps to get you back to work quickly and safely. Visit mnretain.com or call 507-284-4537 to learn more. Minnesota Retain is fully funded under a grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 39, then Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 67. For over 40 years, the Great Wall Restaurant has served up Sichuan and Mandarin favorites. They're located on France Avenue, a few blocks north of 50th Street on the Minneapolis-Edina City Line. Place an order or view their menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th, off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're just... chewing on some fat here and talking about some stuff. I just saw you, Haley, and I just saw you at Ruth Buffalo's event, and really good, and really good choice. And it was great seeing you, and we got a chance to take a picture with you, Ruth, me, and Robert Lilligren, and Haley for Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was a lovely community welcoming. kind of want to, you know, not be salty about not getting that kind of welcoming myself, but I'm from the community, so maybe they thought like, oh, that old thing, he's back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Let's have a reboot there, Dr. Stately. When you come back from your 3 months of vacation, we can have a,
back. When I come back to the country, like make sure pull out all the stops, you know, and get a drum out there for me or something. I'm just kidding. No, it was really lovely. And you know what? I had not met her yet.
Oh.
Though I had read about her. And so that was my first time meeting her in person. And she is such a lovely human being. She is so, mm-hmm. you know, just beautiful person. Like, you know, she's humble. She's already done, I feel like she's accomplished a whole lot. She's really quite young, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's really remarkable. I'm excited for her. Excited for her work.
And I'm excited for the community support because that's what she needs. And she'll come in a good way. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. And we'll have her here in the Twin Cities more often on Native Roots Radio, too. So I love joking with her. When we used to do the pre-records when we were a two-hour show on Saturdays, I had her for two segments. And she was like, oh, I got to get on a plane. So we did one segment before she got on the plane, and then we did another segment when she landed. And I was listening kind of back to the playback of the show, and it was so funny. We did it early in the morning. We were both really, really tired. And then the second segment was like, we were both wide awake, and it was really a funny contrast. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. It was pretty funny. It's like, this is the mellow Ruth Ann, and this is the wide awake Ruth Ann.
That was a lovely night. I can't wait to work with her. Like, NAC has several partnerships with MIWC, and so I'm excited to continue those.
Yeah, that is a
it's a reminder.
We just lost Dr. Stately. I think his kids are playing video games again and sucking that internet.
He can't wait, though.
Oh, bad internet. I can't wait to work with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one word just in case I drop.
Yeah, one more time. No, and she's always struck me as very sincere and very sensitive, and those are signs to be able to show your sensitivity to the people is a good thing, and there's nothing fake about her. And so I really appreciate and was pleasantly surprised that of this decision to offer her the job and hire her.
Yeah, that was I was surprised because I didn't know who it was. I had just heard that they had a new CEO, and then I saw the post about her, then I went and looked her up, and I was like, wow, she looks really remarkable on paper. And then I met her in person, and I was really blown away. So I was like, she seems quite legit.
So what do you got going on? You want to tell our audience you'll be taking off for
a
week?
Jet plane.
Yeah.
Don't know when I'll be back again.
profound.
Profound words. They stole those lyrics from me. I leave for Scotland in 1 week from today, and I'd love to be on the show again next Monday, but I'm actually going to be, I think, theoretically boarding the plane at 5 o'clock. The plane leaves 5:05 PM for Scotland. And I'm going over there to present at a conference. It's an international conference on nicotine replacement and smoking cessation. And NAC had done a project in collaboration with American Indian Cancer Foundation and a colleague from a research colleague from University of Minnesota, Dr. Dana Carroll. We did a cultural adaptation to a quit smoking app where we adapted it using I guess basically indigenized the app and created a couple of other smoking cessation tools. And we're going over there to speak about that project and also our work in that area and the significance of it at an international conference. I think there are one of two, there's another team from California that's going that's also on a panel with us. And I think that there's, I think we're the only indigenous one possibly.
How long a flight is that? How long a flight is that?
I think it's about 12 hours.
Oh,
I don't know. I leave here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think it's actually like maybe 8:30, but there's a 6 hour difference between here and there. So like I leave here at 5 o'clock in the evening and I get over there at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. So
you'll be younger or older once you get there?
I think I'm the same age no matter when I land or not.
Oh,
So as it be, is it later in the day or earlier in the day?
It's not like going to, like, you know, if I go ever go on SpaceX to like Mars or the moon, and I'm gone for 30 days, I come back. You're technically way older than me than I am, because it's only like a day there.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how space works. I have no idea. I'm not that kind of a scientist, quite frankly.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm a behavioral health scientist. So.
And a good one, I hear. And
I come back a week later, and then I will be gone on spring break. I'm taking my kids to Arizona to see a couple of their aunties and their cousin, and then we're going to try and tour the ASU stadium. They have a brand new rink that they've built for their hockey team, and I think they have dreams of playing for ASU when they get out of high school. So I don't know. We'll see. Like, it's just going to be fun. I'm going to drag them off to the Grand Canyon because they've never seen it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Haley, have you seen the Grand Canyon?
You know, I haven't yet.
Haley too, but Haley still has to produce while she's on vacation with you guys.
Yeah. I'll be taking along our internet cable that we can hook up.
Yeah. We can broadcast from the Grand Canyon, although I don't think you're going to hear anything or see anything because, like, you know, you'd have to have a really, really, really long Ethernet cable because it's in the middle of nowhere. So.
Well, you could say, you could just yell in the canyon and we could try and pick that up. It would be a little echoey, but I think we're used to echoes here on Native Roots Radio. Right, Haley?
Sometimes. This is true facts, right? Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Where are they carving that monument of the Native chief? What state is that in?
Oh, Crazy Horse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's South Dakota.
That's in South Dakota.
So that's a lot closer.
Yeah. Crazy Horse. They've
only been carving that for, like, I think I was a young man when they started that process.
And not only that,
Younger.
Yes, younger. Crazy Horse has never been photographed, so I don't know how they come up with this picture. The guy looks like he's got a big nose like me, and I what I read about Crazy Horse, that wasn't the... He didn't have a big schnoz like Bobby P here.
Oh. Well. Oh.
Maybe they thought he was Ho-Chunk. I'm just kidding.
I love the sound effects, too, of the water and the ice. That was good. Good radio.
Yeah. It's a little like, you know, just putting a little, you know, it's warm outside. So just my opportunity to remind everybody to drink a little water.
Yeah.
Hydration is important.
You know, I saw something, Dr. Stately, you being a couple of years younger than me, I had to laugh at this. I saw a video and somebody from that was roughly my age was talking to somebody younger and they were saying, we never drank water. We didn't even care. We only drank water if we were thirsty. We never worried about being hydrated. And I went, yeah, that's a thing that kind of happened in the early 90s, wasn't it?
It was, and actually, you know, there's a whole thing. I just listened to a podcast on NPR, N as in Nancy,
National
talking
Public
about,
Radio.
Like, you know, yeah, you know, they're pretty decent people. But I was talking about, there was a whole episode, I think, with Megan Chakravarty talking about, like, how, like, you know, oh, you know, we're in this new phase of, like, you know, there's this obsession now with obesity and drinking water and, you know, hydration and, you know, and, you know, always a whole talk. They're having a conversation about the Stanley Cups, not the Stanley Cups that you win at the hockey games, but the other Stanley Cups that you buy for a ridiculous price, cost of money, you know, and they have, like,
right.
You got all these, you know, middle income and high income women wearing, you know.
Look at Haley's got one.
I'm drinking out of one as we speak.
And look, this is the content of this conversation on NPR and how the cup matches, like, their outfit and your headphones.
Yeah.
And you got
your,
like,
headphones.
The whole thing going on.
Let's say it again, Haley. It matches your headphones, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's great. You know, I support your middle class life. That's amazing. And I think you should.
I only have one, to be fair.
I know. There are women who I'm sure there's got to be somebody like an auntie out there that is like buying all of them, and like she has them lined up on her walls.
With her
My
glass?
Sister used to buy like those like blingy cups from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She would buy them and she'd raffle them off on her bingo nights.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
And
that's
she, I'm sure she had a wall of them, and I was like, you could have bought a house with all these Starbucks cups here.
Well, and it's funny too. I think a big thing for me when we were running around the neighborhood as kids is that we'd get the hose, and didn't matter whose house it was, but some people on the side of their houses had better hoses than others. Let's just put it that way. Hey, Dr. Stately, thanks for coming in. Have a safe trip. Remember, always Absolutely. Pick me up a t-shirt, you know, if you see something cool. So extra large.
I'm going to get you a kilt.
Hey, have a safe trip. Thanks a lot. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Up next, Wendy with our sacred animal section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
The vehicle for the Minnesota family is the Toyota Sienna, and the best place to get one is Rudy Luther Toyota in Golden Valley. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. I have three kids, and the Sienna hauls all your kids' sports and school gear easily. I can attest they're the safest vehicles, trust me, protecting your most valuable cargo. They're the perfect vehicle for the spring break or summer road trip, and the hybrid model is insanely fuel efficient. And Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Siennas. Get one today. It's my highest recommendation. Rudy Luther Toyota, west of Minneapolis on 394.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Hey, Haley, let's send it right away. Good howl, by the way. Let's send it right away to Wendy with our sacred animal portion of the show. Take it away.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Daga Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. And today I'm going to be talking about a couple of different things. First, before we even get started talking about animals, I want to let everyone know about a wonderful event that Howling for Wolves is putting on. It's called Wolf Day at the Capitol. Yes, Wolf Day at the Capitol, and it is going to take place on Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. So if you can go to Howling for Wolves, just Google Howling for Wolves. It'll bring you up to their page. This is for Minnesota Wolves, and you just click on events, and it will bring you to the all the information you need to know about this event on Wednesday, April 17th, at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. And it's really a wonderful event. I have gone many years to advocate for our wolves. And the reason why we're doing this is because we want all the advocates to come out to remove wolf hunting and trapping from state law. So that's the whole purpose of this. The great thing is also, it's really easy. You just have to show up at the Capitol. And it'll give you the times to checking and all that stuff. Just go on the events page. And they will, Howling for Wolves will make an appointment for you to meet with your senator and your House representative. And you go in there, you're usually with a group of people who are from your area, and you go in there and you talk with them about why you want wolves to be safe in Minnesota. And it's really an empowering event. And I've done it again, I said, you know, many times, and it's really a lot of fun. And there's a lunch, a light lunch, and you meet a lot of people who are like-minded. And it's just a really fun, empowering, great day, really. So Howling for Wolves, Wolf Day at the Capitol on Wednesday, April 17th. Go to the Howling for Wolves page. Sign up, you get a t-shirt, and it's a really fun day. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm signed up, and I'm looking forward to attending. So a lot of, we're going to change the subject totally here. We talk about turtles. So a lot of turtles right now are crossing the road, and they're trying to get to the other side. So they're moving around, these turtles. And many, many years ago, Robert and I were driving towards Stillwater. I don't remember what I think we were on Highway 36 driving to Stillwater from St. Paul. And this is before the road was redone, but there was a turtle in the middle of the road. And I was like, Robert, you have to stop. I have to help this turtle. So he did. He pulled over and, you know, I think he rolled his eyes a little. But anyway, I ran out. I got the turtle, and there's a few things that you should know about how to remove a turtle or move a turtle to the other side. So first of all, you want to pick up the turtle like it's a sandwich from their underbelly and the top of their shell, and hold them with both hands. You know, you never ever want to pick up a turtle by its tail. Some people just want to pick up a turtle by its tail, but honestly, you could fracture its spine by doing that. So you never want to do that. And you never want to hold a turtle near your face. So after taking the traffic safety into consideration, which I did, pick up the turtle like a sandwich towards the back of its shell. Move it to the side of the road it was originally traveling to. So you want to bring that turtle where it was going. The turtle that I picked up, Robert actually even took a picture of me. That turtle peed on me, and it might have been because it was nervous, but turtle did pee on me. But anyway, I was happy to help the turtle cross the road. It was a busy street, and the turtle could have gotten hit by a car. All right. I say this every year, and I've already talked about it because we've really had such nice warm weather and people are doing their spring cleaning, but please don't do the spring cleaning and your garden cleanup too soon. We want to wait until temperatures are consistently over 50 degrees. So if you're going to have some nights that are going still to the 30s and you're in some daytime temperatures less than 50 degrees, you don't want to do your spring cleanup yet, because many butterflies, bees, and other pollinators are currently wintering in dead leaves and hollowed out stems of last year's plants. So let them be, right? B-E-E. That's a little little pun there. But yeah, so we, you know, Robert and I, we removed our whole front lawn. We planted a nice, beautiful pollinator garden for all our pollinators. And it's really great because we don't have to do any cleanup. It's like its own ecosystem where the leaves just disintegrate. It forms, you know, leaves make dirt. The plants come up every year. We have a stumpery in the front that's a bunch of logs that are kind of rotting out. And there's all kinds of little bugs and little animals that live in there. So we're happy to have that. And you know what? We don't have to mow. We don't have to mow. We don't have to water. I do water. I'm not going to say I never water. But if it's a drought and I see our plants in the front wilting, I will add water. Definitely will help the little animals and little things here. Because I want to keep them alive. You know, I want to keep them alive. I want to keep the little bugs around, and our birds eat the bugs, our butterflies, our bees, all kinds of pollinators. We want to keep them safe. We need that. I have a couple of fun facts here. I usually leave them for Friday, but we have about two more minutes, so let's do it. The shortest living animal in the world is the shortest living animal in the world is the mayfly. Its entire adult lifespan is just 24 hours. The mayfly reproduces and then dies during that short 24-hour period of life. Some species of mayfly only live 8 to 10 hours. Although they have the shortest adult lifespan, they actually exist as a nymph in water from 3 to 7 years, depending on the species. The horned lizard is able to shoot blood from its own eyes up to the distance of 3 feet away. The rare, bizarre, and disgusting act is a defense mechanism to confuse predators. That's crazy. I think I've already told you about that. Roosters prevent themselves from going deaf due to their own loud crowing by tilting their head backs when they crow, which covers their ear canal completely, serving as a built-in earplug. I never knew that. I just thought that they raised their necks and crowed like that because it, you know, you know, when you yell, you put your head up. That's why I thought they did it. I didn't know it, that it was an earplug. Wow, that's crazy. All right. Thank you very much. That was our animal segment of the day. Have a great day. Back to you, Robert and Haley.
Great show, Haley. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Dr. Stately. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.